By weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight around 70, winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise sunny skies, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid 70s, and Saturday, sunny in the upper 90s. Right now, it's 81.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As boxed beef prices have dropped significantly in recent months, the biggest concern is now demand. When wholesale boxed beef prices skyrocketed earlier this spring, a major concern was on the supply side. Dr. Glenn Tonzer, K-State Extension Livestock Market Economist, looks closely at the issue and says today the main concern on the demand side is boxed beef prices have dropped significantly.
We're no longer in a tight supply production story when it comes to beef volume, right? So we've pulled down those cutout values largely because we've added massive supply of beef into the story, unlike the end of April and back in early May when that was heavily disrupted.
In early May, wholesale boxed beef trade shot up $475 a hundredweight because of reduced slaughter capacity. Today, the market has dropped more than $200. The biggest uncertainty is on the demand side.
COVID, global trade, you name it, all those demand side uncertainties are just as much with us as they were 2 months ago, I'd argue. Here in the U.S., we have the increasing number of cases through the Sun Belt and so forth. That puts us a little bit concerned on what beef demand is going to be going forward. And there's probably a longer list of concerns than there are optimistic points.
Tonzer does note that consumers are also showing less concern about having enough meat on hand. And the Agriculture Retailer Association supporting reforms made to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. They announced their final rule yesterday. Darren Kopic is president of ARA, and he said the final rule will speed up the approval process for much-needed infrastructure projects, which will specifically benefit rural communities in which ag retailers and their customers live and work. He said the rule does not compromise environment reviews or public input. In fact, the rule will enhance the public's involvement through better coordination of hearings and more concise, accessible documents to review. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly announced she'd be signing two executive orders on Monday, one to delay the start of the fall semester for public schools until after Labor Day, with the second making the guidelines from the Kansas Department of Education and the KDHE mandatory for all school districts in the state. Dr. Randy Watson with the Kansas Department of Education talked about what some of those requirements would be.
Our schools will be expected to adhere to rigorous safety precautions as determined collaboratively with the local health departments. As the governor said, masks, social distancing, washing, regularly disinfecting throughout the day, and training school personnel will all be part of the discussion.
In other news, a Kansas man charged in the 1999 death of an Oklahoma couple and the disappearance and presumed deaths of their teenage daughter and her friend have pleaded guilty to an accessory to murder charge. KAKE News reports that Ronnie Busick, 68 years old, entered a guilty plea yesterday where he'll serve 10 years in the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with a purchase credit. 10,500 miles or 26.50 escape a mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
Protesters are demanding changes after a three-year-old Kansas girl died despite her grandparents raising concerns about her safety with Child Protective Services. The Kansas City Star reports that more than 30 people gathered on Wednesday near the Kansas Department of Children and Families building in Kansas City, saying they want justice for Olivia Ann Jansen. The girl's remains were discovered on Friday after her father, Howard Jansen III, reported her missing. The 29-year-old and his 33-year-old girlfriend, Jacqueline Kirkpatrick, have since been charged with felony murder and other crimes. Authorities haven't released how she died. And a freshman Kansas congressman is accused of providing false information to a sheriff's deputy to hamper an investigation into whether he broke state election laws by listing a UPS store postal box as his residence on a state voter registration form. Republican Representative Steve Watkins has been charged in a state district court with two election fraud felonies, felony interference with law enforcement, and a misdemeanor count of failing to inform the state's division of vehicle of an address change. The district attorney's announcement of the charges Tuesday evening did not provide any details. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska's daily number of confirmed COVID-19 cases exceeded 300 for the first time since late May. The state's online virus tracker yesterday showed 318 cases were confirmed on Tuesday, bringing the state's total to more than 21,700 since the outbreak began. The last time Nebraska recorded so many cases in one day was May 29th. The site also showed yesterday that 286 people in the state have so far died from the virus. Nebraska state government collected more tax revenue than expected in June and ended its fiscal year with about as much money as expected. The Nebraska Department of Revenue said it received $509 million in net tax revenue last month, about 3.3% more than the $493 million that had been projected. For the fiscal year that ended June 30th, the state collected a net total of $4.94 billion. Mid-America Network News.
At Rusty at Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty at Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Super Crew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty at Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Offer solid on select and stock vehicles with a boot credit, 10,500 miles or 2650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire July 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Frankfort City Council Monday tabled action on possible extraterritorial zoning restrictions. The matter had risen to consideration as Carissa Stevie and other citizens had suggested the city adopt such controls in an effort to have a voice in location and construction of a proposed wind farm. She emphasized at the meeting they were not anti-turbine, but wanted measures to protect the city of Frankfort and residents who may have concerns on setbacks and other issues. A poll indicated that 43 were opposed and 23 in favor of adopting zoning measures. Two bids were received with a range of $14,000 to $30,000 for development of a draft. The vote to table the matter was unanimous. The Marshall County Fair picks up Thursday in Blue Rapids with horse events. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. The revised schedule of events is on the Marshall County Fair page on Facebook. KNDY will begin live reports Friday and Saturday with updates recorded earlier during the pre-fair judging with 4-H youth. Our live continuing coverage airs Friday through Monday. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard a request from the Herkimer Township Board for a resolution to put up yield signs at the intersection of 6th and Bison Road. That was approved with east-west traffic yielding to north-south traffic. Public Works Administrator is waiting on a couple of bridge package bids. The balance in the Special Road and Bridge Fund is $762,000, plus $99,000 for exchange money and $275,000 from the Marshall County Wind Farm. There are three bridges some of these dollars can be earmarked for. Money in the Special Road and Bridge Fund is also used for yearly overlay and sealing projects. Commissioners approved requiring masks while inside the courthouse, including offices and common spaces, when a social distance of 6 feet cannot be established. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth has received 14 applications that appear to qualify for disaster relief funding. She's received 6 Marysville Business, 4 Blue Rapids, 2 Frankfort Business, and 2 Waterville applications. The SPARK Committee, which will make recommendations as to distribution of federal disaster funding earmarked for the county, has made initial contact with cities and schools via email. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week conducted mostly routine business. In response to a citizen contact asking consideration of a county unit road system, Commissioners David Wilbrandt and Raleigh Ordine both indicated they would be in favor of such change. No further action on the matter was taken. Two possible options are combining all township funds for county maintenance or continuing to designate county funds but provide for county maintenance. It was mentioned this may be a matter that commissioners could initiate but should perhaps be brought to the public for a vote. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on the federal disaster funding and are working on forming a committee to deal with the SPARK program reimbursement. Senior Services Public Transit Director advised at this time they're still only providing Meals on Wheels services and not on-site dining in Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting discussed county health insurance plans moving forward with no changes and just over a 6% premium increase. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. This doesn't mean the lid would be increased. It just allows for the option to increase if it's needed.
Wanda K. Hilchin, age 66, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. A vigil service is planned Friday, 6 p.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Family will see friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Wanda Hilchin. Mickey M. McIntyre, age 71, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Saturday, 9 a.m. at St. Gregory Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mickey McIntyre. Noel O. Rorta, age 59, of Summerfield, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at Summerfield. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Noel Rorta.
Dolores M. Gilbert, age 91, of Table Rock, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City. Interment in the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Dolores Gilbert.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Kris Kobach lost the governor's race 2 years ago because of what he failed to tell us. Like Kobach accepting campaign contributions from white nationalists. That's right. Kobach accepted thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from a group with close ties to white nationalist and racist views. Now we learn Kobach's campaign paid a known white nationalist who also registered Kobach's current campaign in Kansas. The Kansas City Star reported this same person had, quote, regularly posted hateful comments about Jews and racial minorities on a white nationalist website. Kris Kobach, his bad judgment, his extreme positions, his losing record. Not again. Plainspack paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.plainspack.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, yesterday we saw that cold front move across the area, and it looks like this frontal boundary is now to our south. High pressure system overhead bringing us dry weather. Looks like we'll see sunny skies for today. Dry for tonight. We'll continue to see dry weather as we head into the weekend. Some areas could see a little bit of a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Otherwise, upper level ridge moves back in place. We're going to see temperatures back into the 90s, upper 90s as we head into the weekend. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight around 70. For Friday, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise sunny skies, lower 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-70s. Saturday, sunny and warm. We'll see temperatures in the upper 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-July 90, recent record high 98 in 2006. The average low 67, record low 53 in 2014. Sunset this evening 8:52, sunrise in the morning 6:12. After the rain all ended Wednesday morning, wide-ranging amounts from an inch to two, as much as 2.5 inches reported at Hanover. We received an inch 70 total. Tuesday into Wednesday morning at KNDY Studios.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Reducing indoor humidity with houseplants. That's our topic on a Dog Days of Summer edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 16th, the 198th day of the year. Comedian Will Ferrell has a birthday, and J.D. Salinger published his novel The Catcher in the Rye on this day in 1951. Many people move indoor plants outside this time of year to reduce indoor humidity. But some types of plants can actually reduce the humidity in your home. The Peace Lily is a virtual air purifier. It absorbs moisture as well as dangerous mold and organisms. The Reed Palm has similar benefits, and it does well in shade and partial lighting. For humid air near the ceiling, try English ivy in a hanging basket. And Tillandsia is often called an air plant for its ability to absorb all the moisture and nutrients it needs directly from the air. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state representative. Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. High school sports practices and activities now on hold after Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said she'll issue an executive order delaying the opening of the state's K through 12 schools until after Labor Day. The start of the high school football season was supposed to be September 3rd. Now, that, along with other sports start dates, are in question. The Kansas State High School Activities Association was going to release a plan for fall sports Friday, but that was scratched after Governor Kelly's announcement. First Patrick Mahomes, now the Chiefs, have agreed with defensive tackle Chris Jones on a four-year, $85 million contract extension that includes $60 million in guarantees. Sources say the Chiefs and representatives for Jones had been working on a contract extension ever since last year when they remained far apart on terms. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
For many, the Rose Bowl is just as big of a part of the holidays as Thanksgiving or New Year's Day itself. And for the first time since 1945, the Tournament of Roses Parade has been canceled due to the impact of the coronavirus. Correspondent Erica Hill says there's still a possibility that the football game will happen.
The Tournament of Roses Parade on New Year's Day, it will not happen in 2021. Citing a desire to prevent the spread of COVID-19, the parade has been canceled. As for the Rose Bowl game, well, they are hopeful that they'll be able to hold that.
The parade is held every January 1st, except when New Year's Day falls on a Sunday. Since its inception in 1891, the parade has only not occurred during the wartime years of 1942, 43, and 45. This year's parade would have been its 132nd. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Convenient for you. RX Drugstore is open 6 days a week in downtown Marysville with store-side parking just steps away, easy access, and friendly personal service. Make RX Drugstore your first choice. Call ahead for quick pickup of prescriptions and medication refills. We'll get you in and out and back on your way quickly. It's the old-fashioned customer service that you remember and expect. That's always been a part of the way things are done at RX Drugstore downtown Marysville.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, We are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5169.
Yellow blotches, lines, or striking patterns on the leaves, mottled flower color, and stunted growth may mean your rose is suffering from rose mosaic virus. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The symptoms of rose mosaic virus are quite variable, usually appear in spring and remain throughout the growing season. The whole plant, a single stem, or a portion of the plant may exhibit symptoms even though the whole plant is infected. So pruning off those plant parts that display symptoms will not control the disease. Fortunately, rose mosaic virus does not spread from infected to healthy rose plants in the garden. It's only spread through vegetative propagation. This means you can leave virus-infected plants in the garden until their poor growth and flowering make them undesirable. Then remove and destroy the infected plants. Avoid this disease by purchasing certified virus-free plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Kris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Kris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KWRT in Boonville, Missouri. Their town was founded in the early 1800s and became an important point for many settlers heading west. While you may think you know the namesake for this city, the founder was someone unusual for the time period. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Today you will find the city of Boonville, Missouri on the south side of the Missouri River. But the first settlers here found a good reason to make roots on the north side.
Daniel Boone's two eldest sons, Daniel Morgan Boone and Nathan Boone, founded a natural salt spring just north of the river that became known as the Boone's Lick. Those first settlers that came out and settled near that area.
Katie Gibson is the tourism director for Boonville, Missouri. She says the founder of this town also had links to the Daniel Boone clan.
Our first settler that came here, her name was Hannah Cole, and she was a cousin by marriage to Daniel Boone. She came out in this area, but she was the first settler to settle south of the river here on the higher bluffs. She was widowed on the trek out here, and she settled with her 9 children at 54 years old. So it's pretty amazing. She's known as the pioneer mother of the frontier of the area here.
She arrived in 1810, and the town was founded in 1817.
Became a really big riverboat port. We had 2 major railroads. railroads that came through the area. Our main street became Highway 40, so all of the main traffic came right through downtown Boonville. Before our first highway bridge went in, there was a ferry system, and that was first started by Hannah Cole.
When the town wanted to honor their founder, Ms. Cole, they found there were no portraits of her, so they found a creative way to erect a statue.
We do have a statue of her downtown, and it was kind of a unique thing. There's several direct descendants of Hannah Cole that still live here today, and the artist took pictures of all those women and used a composite to come up with a likeness of Hannah Cole.
The name of the town does honor Cole's relative, Daniel Boone, but the spelling, well, that's a story in itself. It's next time, as we travel the countryside, in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Poison oak is one of those plants that could give you an itchy rash if you touch its soils. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn to identify the leaves because it will grow in several different forms as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's never pleasant when a walk through the woods or working your land gives you an itchy rash. Depending on where you live, poison oak might be the culprit. Unlike poison ivy, which is common in many states, western poison oak is found in a few western states, and another species of the plant grows in the southeastern third of the country. Sandra Baker is a researcher and author of a book called The Poison Oak and Poison Ivy Survival Guide. She says poison oak has three leaflets, and the three leaflets join together to look like one leaf.
Another good identification clue is to look very closely at one leaflet. It'll have a center stem going the length of the leaflet and little side stems going off of that center stem. Poison oak has side stems that alternate. If the side stems on those little veins are right across from each other, then it's not poison oak.
In the spring, the leaves can be red or green with small whitish-green flowers where leaves attach to the stem. In late spring and summer, the foliage is glossy green, and in fall turns shades of orange and red. Baker says poison oak is a fascinating plant because its growth habit adapts to where it's rooted.
If it's given a pole, tree, anything to climb on, it'll become a vine. If it's sitting out in a meadow, it'll become a bush. And if it's in your orchard or a meadow that you mow, it'll just stay low to the ground.
When a leaflet is cut, oil oozes out. If it touches your skin, it can cause an allergic reaction if you are sensitive to the plant. Baker says it's possible the itchy rash can take a couple of hours to develop, but more typically, it might not show up for a day or two. Learn more about poison oak at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh,
President John F. Kennedy once said, "Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. We all live busy lives, don't we? Our days are filled with work, family, friends, and just taking care of our basic needs. But do you ever ask yourself, what is the purpose of all this busyness? I know you want to honor and obey God in all that you do. So how does that translate to your daily activities and plans? Is your busyness getting in the way of your purpose? For starters, ask yourself, are you spending your time, money, and talents on things that enrich your life and lift others? Then make sure your calendar, to-do list, and your bank account line up with what God has called you to do. When you know your purpose, you'll have the courage to obediently go where God leads you, and you'll find you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Farming is more than a full-time job, especially if you're putting in the time and effort to be successful at marketing. More today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
You met Steve Lurch in yesterday's show. Formerly with Google, Lurch is now a speaker and consultant who tends to work with a lot of food and agriculture clients. One thing he tells them about marketing, it's unrelenting.
It's not enough just to have an invention anymore or an idea or an innovation, because 6 months from now, that amazing thing you have that customers love, they might not care about it anymore in 6 months. So you need to develop a culture that allows you to constantly innovate.
I can imagine all you farmers saying, where am I going to get the time to do that? Lurch is glad you asked.
If you're a farmer and you grow crops and you've never done any, let's say, consumer research or marketing, it might sound daunting to think, okay, I'm supposed to go out there and figure out what trends are impacting consumers. But just a little effort to start searching around, to start reading some articles, to start educating yourself. This stuff sounds scarier than it is. It sounds more complicated than it is. It really is just a matter of carving 10 minutes out of your day and just Googling some stuff.
Lurch has some observations about the traditions of family farming and the need to blend tradition with today's competitive marketing strategies. And he shares those in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Syngenta AgriProceed, Abilene Machine, Midwest Ford Dealers, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We check in a few couple of regions throughout the state of Nebraska, including the South Central region, where the wheat harvest is nearly complete around that area, right about 95 completion. They experienced no weather delays as harvest moved through quickly. Yields in the regions were extremely varied, with reports anywhere between 15 and 80 bushels an acre. Test weights became in between 55 and 65 pounds, and some of the protein levels reached upwards of 14%. Looking in southeast, as producers in that region of Nebraska are saying they are pretty much done with the harvest. Test weights in the regions reported to be averaged between 60 to 62 pounds. Yields were ranging anywhere between 45 and 60 bushels per acre. The kernel size was reported to be decent, with some of them to be a bit smaller. Wind did come through the area the past week and knock some of them down, but they didn't take a tremendous toll on the overall crop American Harvest, looking at a few elevator reports for the week. We'll look first in Hemingford, Nebraska, where they are just about 20% harvested. They said their test weight's coming in at about 61 pounds, protein near 11%, and the moisture at 11 to 12%. Now moving on to Frenchman Valley and Chappelle, Nebraska, where they're about 50% done with their harvest. Moisture levels coming in at about 11 to 12%, protein right around 11%, and the test weight's coming in at about 61 pounds. And lastly, we look in Frenchman Valley to Grant, Nebraska, where they are just about 95% done with their harvest. Their moisture also coming in near 11%, protein at 11 to 11.5%, and the test weight's now moving 52 to 62 pounds. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers up to select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 renewal. Limited term financing on Sporting, Sorento, Optima, Zola, and Stinger. New KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A recent survey finds grocery shoppers are looking for bargains, and half of consumers fear empty grocery shelves. Marketing agency Acosta said 53% of shoppers say product availability a top priority. American Farm Bureau last week reported beef and pork supply chains are recovering from the pandemic panic buying, but the industry needs to work through a backlog of slaughter-ready animals. Meanwhile, more than one-third of shoppers are worse off financially than they were before the COVID-19 pandemic. The report says low prices will be a priority for 45% of the shoppers post-pandemic. Acosta CEO Darian Pickett says the recession is here and will significantly impact the shopping habits of those affected. He said product availability remains a concern. Shoppers are focusing on health, wellness, and safety more than ever. The survey also shows consumer priorities of social distancing, low prices, customer safety, and promotion and deals on grocery products. And a survey from Farm Journal found 45% of farmers have reservations about allowing sales reps back on their farm. The survey was released late last week. It found in order for input suppliers to be allowed back on the farm, 50% said social distancing would be required. 18% went outside vendors to wear proper personal protection equipment like masks. But not everyone is voicing that concern about sales representatives and non-employees coming out to the farm. The survey found 36% say they're not concerned at all about visitors. Of the 640 farmers that were surveyed, just 11% said they are not ready for visitors. Growing concerns or not, consultant Dick Whitman thinks navigating new business practices today may be a permanent solution in agriculture. He said it's making people rethink how we can do business in the future, and maybe we don't need to have everyone interacting every day in an office. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about another segment of agriculture that's certainly being affected by COVID-19. After this message, if you're looking for ways to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains. And coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation, Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is pick up the phone, call 989-303-8178. It's that easy to start making more per acre. But call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flora.com. That's FLURA.com. The National Pork Producers Council has been doing a lot of lobbying in Washington, D.C., strongly supporting the responding to epidemic losses and investing in the economic future. The initials for that are RELIEF, but it's a Producers Act of 2020 announced about a week or so ago by members of the House and the Senate. The bill would compensate hog and poultry producers who are forced to euthanize or to donate animals that can't be processed into the food supply because of the COVID-related packing plant capacity reductions. The bill would also increase funding for animal health surveillance and laboratories, which have appropriately assisted and shared resources with their public health partners. And finally, it would revise the Commodity Credit Corporation charter so a pandemic-driven national emergency will qualify for funding. The president of the National Pork Producers Council, Howard A.V. Roth, he's a producer from Waseca, Wisconsin. He said, "We thank the members of the House and the Senate for their support of U.S. hog markets, farmers who urgently need federal assistance to address this unprecedented crisis. And while plant capacity has improved, millions of hogs remain backed up on farms due to the COVID-created bottleneck, one that could have a lasting impact on hog farmers." The president of the pork producers said the Relief for Producers Act provides a much-needed lifeline to thousands of farmers who could otherwise go out of business, leading to consolidation and contraction of the U.S. pork industry. Farmers and ranchers across the country are working to operate in these unprecedented times, said Senator Inhofe, one of the sponsors of the bill. And he said, "When I spoke with members of the Oklahoma Pork Council in May, we discussed the strain that COVID-19 has put on pork producers and their production cycles and their need for relief moving forward. And so that's why I'm glad to introduce the Relief for Producers Act to provide a framework for producers and hopefully to ease some of the burden brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic." The senator said this legislation will help livestock and poultry farmers more easily and efficiently navigate a path forward as, quote, "we battle the crisis." And so I want to thank the National Pork Producers Council and the Oklahoma Pork Council for their input on this bill and their continued collaboration. One more bit of proof that it's important to communicate with your elected representatives. Let them know how you're challenged and how you feel. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepay discount contracts are due July 24th.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
When you live on a farm, the smell of fresh country air might be pleasant to you, but not so much for your neighbors. What to do about farmstead odors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
I grew up down the road from a hog farm. When the wind was out of the south, my dad would say, "Smells like they're making money today." Farms with livestock stink. That's the reality of it. But there are things you can do to cut down on the manure odors wafting into your neighbors' noses. Doug Hamilton is an extension waste management specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says more than anything else, proper manure storage and general cleanliness will help keep the odors down.
So one thing I tell people is to clean those pits frequently, at least once a week, and also keep their buildings clean. In a sense, it would be not allowing the bacteria to grow. Like your slats and your hog building, if they're covered with manure, the smells are going to leave the building.
Trap and hold offensive smells with physical or chemical filters, properly operated lagoons, or even composting. Living in an area with strong breezes will often dilute the odors that blow from your barn before they reach the neighbors. Strategic plantings can also help.
If you could plant trees or something to make a little rougher area right before the wind gets to your buildings, that's going to help you a little bit. Cause some turbulence in the air and allows the smells to mix with the non-smelly air. That works most of the time. Of course, the wind doesn't always blow.
On calm nights and early mornings, farmstead odors are carried to low spots in the landscape because the odorants that cause the smell are heavier than air. Hopefully, your barns aren't uphill from the neighbors. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for controlling farmstead odors at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Still a mostly mixed to slightly higher day through the grains and the oil seeds, and a higher day through the livestock as August live cattle now up 177 to 103.07. October live up 195 to 106.50. Feeder cattle also in the green and a triple digit day as August is up $2.90 to 142.32. September feeder up 305 to 142. 260. Significant gains for the lean hogs as well as August lean hogs up 305 to 5320, September up 217 to 5160. Into the grains, we're seeing a mixed, mostly higher day. However, the grains giving up a lot of their yesterday gains as Kansas City wheat right now down 14 and a quarter for September to 445 and a quarter. December right now sitting at 456 and a half. That's down 14 and a quarter and double digit losses for Chicago and spring wheat as well. The corn complex is slightly higher. September corn's up 4 and a quarter to 330 and a half. December right now sitting at 338 a bushel. That's up 4 cents. Cotton complex today is in the green as October back up into the positive territory, up 27 points at 62.87. A look now into the energy market sees August crude oil down 46 at $40.73 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down 3 cents a gallon at 122. Heating oil right now is down a penny at 122, and natural gas is down a nickel at 171. Let's take a peek now through the stock markets here through midday as the Dow Jones falling 149 points at 26,720. The S&P is down 14 at 3,212, and the NASDAQ down 82 at 10,467. Both gold and silver today are trading slightly lower, and the dollar index back up 13 points at 96.17. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved brands. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sporting, Sorento, Optima, Zola, and Stinger. New KMF with 1333 to 1000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 30.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY. Marysville.